sin was as black as could be. Jesus came forth to be born of a virgin, dwelt among men, my example is he. Living he loved me, dying he saved me, buried he carried my sins far away. Rising he justified freely forever, one day he's coming, oh glorious day.
Despised and rejected,
bearing our sins, my Redeemer is he. Living he loved me, dying he saved me, buried he carried my sins far away. Rising he justified freely forever, one day he's coming, oh glorious day.
Seal him no longer. One day the stone rolled away from the door.
Then he arose over death he had conquered.
Now is ascended, my Lord evermore. Living he loved me, dying he saved me, buried he carried my sins far away. Rising he justified freely forever. One day he's coming, a glorious day. One day the trumpets will sound for his coming. One day the skies with his glory will shine. Wonderful day my beloved one's bringing. Glorious Savior, this Jesus is mine. Living he loved me, dying he saved me, buried he carried my sins far away. Rising he justified freely forever, one day he's coming, oh glorious day. Satisfies my longing. Through his blood I now am saved. Through his blood I now am saved.
Poor was I and sought for riches, something that would satisfy. But the dust that cast sad cry. I will thirst for you in a dry and weary land. I will long for you, seeking you with all I am. I will thirst for you,
I will thirst for you,
can satisfy.
You are my life. Well of water ever springing, bread of life so rich and free. Until so long has craved. Jesus satisfies my longing. Through his blood I now am saved. Through his blood I now am saved. Satisfies my heart. Distracted by the glamour of this world's elusive glow, I would cling to worthless idols and refuse to let them go. Then by faith I trusted Jesus and beheld his holy face. Foolish idols quickly crumbled. I was captured by his grace, captured by the selfishness, resting in his righteousness, I'm captured by his grace. Misguided by the passions of a heart oppressed by sin, I forsake my Savior's leading and betray his love within.
Then I seek his tender mercy, bowing down before his face,
and his loving arms receive me. I am captured by his grace, captured by the grace of Jesus, captured by his grace, resting from my selfishness, resting in his righteousness, I'm captured by his grace that will pardon and cleanse within. Grace that is greater than all. Resting in his righteousness, I'm captured by his grace. Rescued from my selfishness, resting in his righteousness, I'm captured by his grace. I'm captured by his grace.
Let's read our verse together again. A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another, that ye also, as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another. He said it three times there. Do you think he means it? He's not, you know, Lord, I already heard you say it once. He said it three times, that you love one another. And that's our quest today. It's Love Sunday. Deepen that. Note the issue of you before me. I want you to think about that. You before me. You're going to see that. Can that be that statement be taken a couple ways? Do you see a negative in that statement? Say it real slow. You before. Did you catch it? Selfish, you know, you be for me, you know. Or it says me, it says you before me. And that's the proper way. And our passage here, everybody turn to Matthew 25. Matthew 25, 35 to 46, I do believe. This is a powerful passage. It just spits it out how we are to have brotherly love and people love. And, you know, you before me style of living. And it's repeated a couple times in these verses. You can't miss it. Brother Guest, come and read it for us, please.
Morning. Would you join me in standing the Lord's message today? Matthew 25, 35 through 46. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me. Then the righteous will answer him, saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? When did we see you a stranger and take you in, or naked and clothe you? Or when did we see you sick or in prison and come to you? And the king will answer and say to them, assuredly, I say to you, inasmuch you did it to one of the least of these, my brethren, you did it to me. Then he will also say to those on the left hand, depart from me, you cursed, into the everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and you did not take me in. Naked, and you did not clothe me. Sick, and in prison, and you did not visit me. Then they will also say, answering him, saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry, or thirsty, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister to you? Then he will answer them, saying, assuredly, I say to you, inasmuch as you did not do it to one of the least of me of these, you did not do it to me. And these will go away in the everlasting punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. This is the word of the Lord.
Thank you. You may be seated. Matthew 25, verse 40. Matthew 25, verse 40. It just says, and the king shall answer and say unto them, verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it to one of the least of these, my brethren, ye have done it unto me. To be a brother's keeper, to be in it for other people to help and to have it in the area of hunger and thirsty and stranger and clothe them and to see them sick and to see them in prison and to just love them according to chapter 25 verse 40. We need to be doing that, huh? Well, preacher, you know, that's what it says. I want you to know that it's stated there. Helping hungry people, thirsty people, stranger people, unclothed people, sick people, prison people. We have a prison ministry here. Do y'all know that? We have a prison meeting that goes once a month. If you'd like to get involved with that, see Wayne or Matt. And a big deal there in trying to help people and be involved in just loving people, loving our brothers. Jesus gave us a couple statements in the Bible. Let's all turn to Matthew 22, verse 36. This is to love them as yourself. Matthew 22, verse 36 to 40. You know these verses very, very well. In Matthew 24, and these are the great commandments. These are the two greatest commandments. On these two great commandments hang all of the Old Testament. And he says, I want you to love people as you love yourself. Now, we take care of ourselves. We feed ourselves pretty often. Some of you feed yourself too often. And we take care of ourselves. And that's what we're to do. And it says, now you take care of other people. Verse 39, it says, and the second is like unto it. You know, has equal importance. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Big deal there. Matthew 22, verse 39. Now Jesus and Paul goes another direction. I love this one here. Put the picture up. It illustrates it. Just look at this a while. I just love this picture. The guy's got a mirror, and he's looking down at him, and he sees what? Himself. So he says, love as yourself. As you give to yourself, give to me. I thought that illustrated it so well to catch that. Secondly, in Philippians chapter 2, let's all turn there. Philippians chapter 2, we are to love better, to esteem others better, not just as ourselves, but better than ourselves. That's a little bit more. It's, the level is rising, and you're saying, wow, that is heavy there to love people as yourself. Philippians chapter 2, stay there, look at it. Verse 1, if there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels of mercy, any all kinds of tender compassion. Verse 2, fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Here it is, verse 3, let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, let nothing be done through any type of self-interest. And it says, but in lowliness, humbleness of mind, let each esteem others, what's the word? Better. Wow. Better. That's when you're helping people. That's the picture is up. Put the picture up. It's of helping people. You come alongside and you slow down yourselves so that you can help them along. You're doing it better than them. And you're putting yourself down and you're rising them up. And it is it. Verse 4, it says, look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. I've got a picture here that demonstrates this. This is a great picture. Put it up there. Hope you can see it there. The man is taking off his sandals in a very foreign country, probably a missionary, and giving it to a person that has no shoes. Is that right? He is taking off his shoes, and he's having no shoes now, and he's giving his shoes to another person that has no shoes, and it's better. Now, he may have some other shoes at home, okay? But right now, he has no shoes, and the person he gave it to has shoes, and it says, love them better than yourselves. That's a big statement. As yourself, move up a little bit, better than yourselves. Keep your place there in Philippians, and I want you just to stay there, but let's go to our text here. Let's all look at it. Put our verse up there. Let's all say our verse again. A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye may also love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one towards another. Do you know this is a higher level? He told us to love as ourselves, to love them better than ourselves. I do believe there's a third level that's highest, and that's to love sacrificially, to love them sacrificing ourselves. That's heavy. That's heavy. That's really you before me. Is that right? You before me, sacrificing. Keep your place there, and let's look at Philippians 2, verse 5. You're right there. Philippians 2, verse 5, it says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, he was God, equal to God, thought it not robbery to be equal of God, did not take his equalness to God something that he should selfishly hold on to, he gave it up and became a human. Huh? For us. And he denied himself. He emptied himself. Verse 7. Instead, he gave up his divine privileges. He made himself of no reputation and took upon himself the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of man. He was born in the fallen frailness of mankind. He sacrificed all of heaven to come to save us. That's a heap of love. And we were to realize that. In verse 8, and being found in fashion of the man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death. And then it ups the ante and says, even the death of the cross. He sacrificed himself. And we are not only to love people as ourselves or better than ourselves, we are to love them sacrificially. And and I just want us to see that and to realize that, man, God, that's a heavy statement. That puts us right down to where we live. How can I do that? Well, turn with me to, now let me just read it to you. Put it up here. I think this is from the Amplified. Start reading this. This is the chapter on love and the verses on love, but it just puts a lot of different words in there to help you think deeper of loving. It says, love endures with patience and serenity, just calmness. Love endures. Love is patient. If you're going to be sacrificing for others, you're going to be patient with them. You're not going to jump to conclusions all the time. Love is kind and thoughtful. Come on, give them the benefit of the doubt. And is not jealous or envious. Love does not brag, is not proud or arrogant. That's not love at all. And he defines it there. And then the next verse he says, it is not rude, it is not self-seeking, it is not provoked. I like this. King James says easily provoked, so the New Living or the Amplified says, nor overly sensitive or easily angered. We give them the benefit of the doubt. We don't jump real quickly. And it says love is this way. And it is so important that we realize that this is what true love is all about. And then it says, it does not take into account any wrong endured. It doesn't remember wrong. It doesn't keep a record of wrong. Is it easy for us to do that? Let's all shake our heads. Easy. Love doesn't do that. Sacrificing love does not do that. It gives in. It gives in to each other. Ron Lee and I had the privilege of going to a wedding yesterday in Illinois of her nephew, great nephew. These are part of the family we haven't seen for 15 years, and to be an encouragement to them, and to realize that some of them are hard to love, and there was a divorce situation with her brother, and it was kind of a hard time sometimes. It was wonderful to be there and just to see them loving one another and us loving them. And we took great strides at making certain that anything we could find that we could praise them any for. You know, some of them got married and we were all at their weddings. And some of them we didn't think would stay married for a month or two or three. And they've been married for 25 years. I went up and said, I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you. And it was something there. And to be a person that you don't remember any of the bad. You move on and you give them the benefit of the doubt and you don't keep record of wrong. If you do. Verse 6 it says, it does not rejoice in injustice. It never rejoices in something that's wrong, something that's out of kilter, something that's not truth. It never gossips. It never gripes. It doesn't rejoice in any of that. But rejoices with the truth when right and truth prevail. It just loves truth. It just loves righteousness. And this type of love just goes after it. Then the last verse here, it says, love bears all things, regardless of what comes. Love believes all things, looking for the best in each of us. I trust you do that. It's amazing. Yesterday I had to look for the best in some of them. Some of them we didn't see much best for a while. And but still, if I'm looking for the good, I find it. Huh? And I can be an encouragement. I'm to be a person that is sacrificing for others. And so I am doing all these, bearing all things, believing all things, hoping all things. It says, hopes all things, It says, remain steadfast through difficult times. Don't quit. Don't give up. Endures all things without weakening. And it's so important that we love. We're to love as ourselves. That's easier. To love better, that's a little harder. But to love sacrificially, to just be a person that encourages and gives and helps and be's there and says words that helps and does kind deeds that helps, and a person that sacrifices, puts you before me, you before me, you before me. Is that right? That's Jesus' type of love. And you get taken advantage of, you get taken you feel, that's Jesus did too. And he says, to have sacrificial love is what it's all about. And it's so helpful to encourage each other with the love chapter of 1 Corinthians 13. Sacrificing all for our brothers. I've seen a lot of it here at Grace Bible Church over the years. Amen? Let's keep it up. They're my brother. They're my sister. Very, very important to note that and to realize, God, you are with me in all of these things, and I'm going to enjoy it. One last verse, let's all turn there. Matthew chapter 10, verse 42. Let's all turn there. Matthew chapter 10, verse 42. I want you to catch this verse. Sometimes we say, well, is it worth it for me to get out of my comfort zones or to risk loving somebody as myself? I'll get hurt, I'll get burned, I'll get taken advantage of. Yes, we do. Is it worth it to love them better than myself? Wow, that's hard one. Is it even to be sacrificing? Wow, that's even more. I'm going to get taken advantage of. Yeah, it's worth it. Let's all look at it. Matthew chapter 10, verse 42. And whosoever shall give a drink unto one of these little ones, a little child, insignificant little child, just any little child, stranger, a cup of cold water, that's the least you could give somebody. That is not a large gift. That is not a hard gift. That is an easy gift. You just have to take time and sacrifice of yourself and esteem others better, and you take the time and do it. It says, only in the name of a disciple, verily I say unto you, he shall in no wise lose his what? Say it again. What? You're going to get rewarded. Does God know every time you try to love somebody as yourself? Does God know every time you try to love somebody better than yourself? Does God know every time you try to love somebody sacrificing yourself? Yes. Is he going to remember it? Yes. Is he going to reward it? Yes. Don't you forget it. Because that's what it's all about. It's all it's about is love and caring and sharing and bearing and giving a benefit of the doubt and not quitting and not stopping no matter what. You've been wronged, you stand back up, you go after right. Huh? They're my brothers. They're my sisters. We love. We're not going to quit loving. That's what Love Sunday is all about. And tonight we're going to gather together and we're going to tell each other how we love one another. And I'm going to give you these things at the beginning of the night, and we have going to have some fun with those. Got to come tonight. You missed the part of loving your brothers. If you're new in our church, we would love you to be here with us tonight at 5 o'clock to eat with us and enjoy sharing the love one for the other in as one another, better than one another, and sacrificing ourselves for one another. Amen? Let's pray. Lord Jesus, help us truly to love the brethren. Because by this, when the world sees us loving as ourselves, better than ourselves, and sacrificing of ourselves, by this shall all men know that you are my disciples. That's what the world will be attracted to the church. because of their love one for the other. Lord, make us a loving church at all levels. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.